From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Doctors in Port-au-Prince are trying to save the life of an elderly Haitian woman who was pulled from the rubble today, nearly 2 weeks after an earthquake struck. But the doctor treating the woman told the Associated Press that her injuries are so severe she may not survive. The chances of finding more people alive are diminishing with each passing day. The death toll is estimated to be as high as 200,000. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands are fleeing the capital. NPR's John Burnett says that even though the aid situation has improved somewhat, residents are still desperate.
There's a bit more food available in the marketplaces. What you find, though, is that people, when you see people, this is all they have with them. Everything they own is what they have sleeping in the streets or in the marketplace. And what they're doing is praying that there's no rain. There's no shelter whatsoever. And oftentimes people are living under a thin cotton sheet.
NPR's John Burnett reporting from Port-au-Prince. President Obama is holding a town hall meeting in Ohio this hour. Ohio is a state struggling with a 10.6% unemployment rate. At a community college in Elyria, Mr. Obama is trying to reassure residents that he is taking every step possible to spur job growth.
These are difficult and unsettling times. They're difficult times here in Elyria. They're tough in Ohio. They're tough all across the country.
Part of the president's message is expected to include plans for infrastructure projects and the creation of more green jobs. Vice President Joe Biden has arrived in Baghdad to meet with senior politicians regarding a new crisis over the upcoming Iraqi election scheduled for March. NPR's Quill Lawrence has details.
This is Biden's third visit since he formally took charge of American policy on Iraq. In December, Biden made phone calls that are credited in part with breaking a stalemate over a law that organized Iraq's general election. Now the vice president is pushing to help reinstate some candidates who've been banned from running. A parliamentary committee disqualified more than 500 candidates, including several prominent Sunni Arab leaders, for alleged links with Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. But critics have warned that blocking candidates could reignite Iraq's sectarian tensions. The committee is chaired by Ahmed Shalabi, who is himself running in the election. Shalabi is widely blamed for passing false intelligence to Washington before the U.S. invasion in 2003. Biden will meet with Iraqi leaders as well as U.S. diplomats and commanders. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 81 points at 10,309. NASDAQ Composite Index down 23 at 2243. And the S&P 500 is down 9 at 1107. This is NPR. Stocks in Asia fell a day after President Obama announced a proposal to place new restrictions on banks. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikau Tao reports.
The Korea Composite Stock Price Index was down more than 2% to 1,684, while Japan's Nikkei fell almost 3% to 10,590. Taiwan's benchmark sank more than 2%, and China's Shanghai Composite Index dropped 1%. Both Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index and India's stock shrank about 0.7%. Seoul analysts said today's sell-off is a reaction to President Obama's proposal to curb bank profits, plus concerns over China possibly tightening its economy. Bank stocks were hit the hardest. KB Financial Group, for example, lost 3.7%, and Shinhan Financial Group declined more than 4%. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
General Electric is reporting a 19% drop in earnings for the fourth quarter. It's the eighth straight quarter of falling profits for the conglomerate. A presidentially created task force is done reviewing the cases of nearly 200 Guantanamo Bay detainees. It's recommending that 47 terror suspects be held indefinitely. The panel has identified dozens of other prisoners who should be tried in a civilian or a military court. Today was the deadline the Obama administration set to permanently shut down the U.S. facility in Cuba, but it may take another year for the White House to meet its goal. An update from Wall Street, Dow's now down 79 at 10,311. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.